Here at home, Dixon's Carphone has confirmed that it's to close the Irish Carphone warehouse business, which employs 486 staff around the country. The 69 standalone and 12 stores within a store will all close. The move will not impact Currys PC World Ireland, which is also owned by the same company. In a statement, it said that Carphone Warehouse Ireland has seen a decrease in footfall in excess of 40% and a 25% increase in customers buying SIM-free handsets. Let's talk to Damien O'Reilly, who's senior lecturer at the School of Retail and Services Management at Technological University Dublin. Damien, thanks for taking our call.
Good afternoon.
Another casualty, is it fair to say, of the pandemic, or at least of trends that have been accelerated by the pandemic?
It's a mixture of both, Brian. Carphone Warehouse established itself as kind of a one-stop shop selling phones and plans on behalf of the bigger mobile operators. In the UK last year, they closed all their stores in the UK with the loss of 3,000 jobs. So it was kind of, I want to say, on the cards. It was. We were expecting it here, but maybe not quite as soon as now. But the footfall, as you said, has decreased 40% since the pandemic, and that's accelerated the decline in the company's offerings here in Ireland. So it's they lost Vodafone as a partner, and there's a rise in the popularity of these no-frills budget mobile brands, the likes of GoMo and so on, and Clear, and they're not available through the retailer now. So the business model that they had is kind of has been it's no longer a viable business option. So basically, it was something that was happening, but COVID has accelerated it.
I mean, we've already seen in recent months a year ago now, I think, the closure of Debenhams. Then we've seen fashion retailers, Oasis, Warehouse, others, Mother Care, KitKits, and all closing. And it seems changing very fundamentally the look of our shopping streets, of our high streets, even after this pandemic is over and we begin to venture back into the retail space again. It will look very different, will it?
What's happened in those companies that you mentioned, most of those companies were having serious problems pre-COVID, and the expectation was that they were not going to survive, or they'd have to be bought out. But COVID has kind of accelerated the demise of some of the weaker ones, even though they're very large institutions, the likes of Debenhams, as you said, and House of Fraser, for example. But you see there is this fantastic opportunity now for many small individual enterprises, online pure plays, basically companies that are online only. You get the likes of Amazon, who in the UK are opening up stores there. So there's kind of those who have been pure plays are now looking at high street and availability. Young new brands and retailers, they're not saddled with the history of having large store estates, which is a problem with many of the other stores. Is that pre-COVID is that they opened up too many stores and they had to, mm-hmm. There was too much kind of real estate. And now what's happened actually is that they don't need that space. And you take the likes of Tesco in the UK, for example, or Next in the UK, they've got appliances online, for example, in Tesco, where you can go and view. There's too much space in some of the stores. Yeah. So there's a fundamental shift in what's happening.
But from what you're saying, Damien, you're not predicting the demise of the physical retail space just yet.
There is going to be changes, certainly, but not to demise. Retailers are very innovative and they're very resilient. And those who have kept up with, you've got to have an online presence. That's one thing. And those who have kept up to date, will find that they'll benefit once consumers come back to the stores. It's about whatever the offering. And if you've been able to keep up to date with what's happening, you will survive. Those who haven't and have kind of put their head in the sand and kind of said, we'll wait till COVID's over, they won't survive. That Darwin philosophy is not the fittest, but it's those who adapt to what's actually happening will survive. We're not saying that that things won't go online. And currently, there's probably around outside of the food sector, there's probably about 15-20% of sales online at the moment. So even though people think everything's done online at the moment, it's not. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff still being bought.
Over the
counter. Outside of being an online offering.
Yeah. Damien, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for talking to us. That's Damien O'Reilly from Technological University. Now, government ministers, according to today,